Hello, this is Bishop John Lavore with a reflection for the third week of Advent. The prophet Isaiah writes, "My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation." This is a joyful proclamation, and it is used by the Church on this third Sunday of Advent, which is called Rejoice Sunday. Why is Isaiah so joyful? He is joyful because the Lord is his Savior and the Savior of Israel. Isaiah lived in the 7th century before Jesus. He knew that no matter what trials beset ancient Israel, for those who were faithful to God, he would always save them. This was particularly true of the Israelites' exile in Babylon during the 6th century before Christ. Isaiah prophesied or foretold that even though the Israelites would be taken into exile because of their infidelities, God would one day end the exile and bring them back to Israel, their home. Included in Isaiah's prophecy is the coming of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. But who are the exiles that are saved by Jesus? We are the exiles. We are exiled from God because of sin. Sin alienates or separates us from God, who is the very source of our life. As St. John Paul II wrote, sin is a suicidal act. Sin goes all the way back to the beginning of creation, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God. Ever since then, the world has been in disorder and is dysfunctional. We need someone who can save us and put things back in order again. Someone who will make all things new, even better than they were at the beginning of creation. That Savior, of course, is Jesus Christ. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, sin sets itself against God's love for us and turns our hearts away from it. Like the first sin of Adam and Eve, it is disobedience. Sin is diametrically opposed to the obedience of Jesus, which achieves our salvation. Like Adam and Eve, we too are sinners. But by his obedient love, Jesus, on our behalf, reverses Adam and Eve's refusal to love God the Father. It is Jesus' obedient love that saves us and frees us from our sins. Ultimately, this is the reason for Isaiah's joy. Although he did not see this clearly, and it is the reason for our joy as well. That is why the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ, brings joy to all who love him. With joy, let us draw water at the fountain of salvation.